yes. Welcome to Voyage for June the 26th. My name's Keith Black, and as always, there will be jazz from now until 1 o'clock here at CKW. But as we'd slipped into summer in the last few days, I changed my theme a little. I'd like Miles and Gil Evans to start our program today. I'll be back, but in the meantime, let's listen to 2 or 3 minutes of classic jazz. Ah, yes. Well, the living might not always be easy, but it is summertime, and I couldn't resist. Most years, I think, sometime when the season literally gets going into summer, that just cries out to be played as a theme song for this show. That was, of course, from Porgy and Bess, the Gil Evans, Miles Davis collaboration. Brilliant, brilliant album. And that is arguably the most classic jazz version of that tune ever out of a zillion copies. My name is Keith Black. As I mentioned, the program is Voyage, live here from the studio at CKUW on Wednesdays between 10 and 1, streamed live at ckuw.ca, archived there as well to listen to previous shows, or this one over again for that matter, and however you got to be listening to that opening and to what's coming up, welcome. Always nice to have you here. I'll slip through the playlist briefly and then go back and do a more complete introduction to each of the artists. But here's what's coming up for the next 2 or 3 hours altogether. Starting off now is Jason Robinson, a saxophonist with an interesting new album. I'll talk about it when I get there. Leader and composer-arranger Mayan Truesdell has one of the most ambitious albums to come out in a long time, a genre-busting album, and I'll talk a bit about that, too. I'll just tell you, altogether, it's got 3 hours of music. Mercy. After that, an album called Archaisms, and it requires a fair amount of intro, so I'll talk about that later, too. After that, pianist Andy Milne and his trio Unison with some guests. Then my historical segment, which I don't know, I was listening to something a few days ago by Ella Fitzgerald, and I realized I hadn't played her on air here for an awfully long time. So I dug out the album called Ella at Duke's Place. Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington with his band and whatever. So there's some well-known tunes and some sort of laid-back, mellow stuff in the historical segment, ending with an absolutely explosive version of Duke Ellington's Cottontail with Ella. And if you hadn't heard that, it's worth the whole morning just to hear that. Moving on after that, Trio San, the Sudoku Fuji's trio, from their album called Hibiki, very good album. Following that, bass player Mike Downs and drummer Will Renier will end the program today. Now let's get back up to the top, and I'll give you a little more detail about what's coming in each of the artists that you're going to hear. Saxophonist and composer Jason Robinson has just released an album called Ancestral Numbers 1. And yes, it does imply that indeed there is going to be an ancestral album, Ancestral Numbers 2 album, coming up later in the year. It's the second one is coming out in October. This one just came out a few weeks ago. And it has a quintet with trombonist Michael Dessen, pianist Joshua White, bassist Drew Gress, and drummer Chess Smith. That's a good lineup, and this is a very good album. It's got a sort of an interesting backstory from an ancestral point of view, I suppose. Robinson mentions in the notes that he recently discovered that he is the latest in a line of eldest children born when their mothers were just 17 years old. For a lot of us, that's sort of not the normal bell curve response here. Anyhow, and he mentions that his grandmother, who was only 34 when he was born, was a very strong influence on him, and he had a great deal of pleasure and intense involvement with his family. And so he's now writing the tunes and whatever for this Ancestral Numbers album that will be the first of two. And he mentions that the project isn't about playing music that would be responsive of their generations, for example, and the music of the ancestors, if you look at that way specifically. It's about making music for them, he says. And his music is very interesting and complicated and very, very concurrently right at the top. Good writing, good playing, and it's a really interesting album. I'm going to play two tracks from Ancestral Numbers 1. The first one is called Wattensaw, and the second one is called Vestibule. Here is saxophonist Jason Robinson and his band with a couple of tracks from Ancestral Numbers 1. Thank you. Jason Robinson, saxophonist and composer leader there, with two tracks from Ancestral Numbers 1, a tribute to his family and his background, and some really neat playing there. And as I say, there'll be volume 2 of that is coming out in October. That first number 1, Ancestral Numbers, came out last month, I think, sometime in May, anyhow. Good stuff, and there's some fine playing there. I'm sure his family, even if it isn't music that reflects all the generations that he is referencing, would be proud of his doing that anyhow. It's 10:22 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Live during that same time at our website, ckuw.ca, and archived there if you want to check into former efforts here on this show. Well, I'm playing today, as it turns out, when I put this show together, I realized that there's two or three times where I'm playing sort of extended tracks, if you will. This next one is from an album that is really quite fascinating and arguably, rare, if not unique. Leader, composer, educator, producer Ryan Truesdell has taken on some big concept albums in the past, but this one wins the prize, I think. It's taken him years to put this concept together, and it is just out now. It's called Synthesis, the String Quartet Sessions. And over a number of years, he has made comments and listed the work of 14 or 15 different jazz artists, composers, musicians, whatever. I won't read all the names, but ones you might recognize: Alan Ferber, John Hollenbeck, Rufus Reed, Jim McNeely, Christine Jensen. And Truesdell himself wrote some of the works, and it also includes a never-before-recorded composition by trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. But the thing here is that all of this is in the context of string quartets. There are other people involved in the tracks. I'm not even going to try to say all the people who sit in. There's 3 hours of music here, and I'm not playing all 3 hours at the moment, so it's not the rest of the show today. But he has enlisted a number of string players from New York City. Some of the names you might recognize: Sarah Caswell had done a lot of jazz playing on violin. Joyce Hammond and Lady Jess, violists Lois Marshall, Martin, I should say, and Orlando Wells, cellist Jody Redhag Ferber and Noah Hoffeld. And those people appear in various configurations of four, because this is all string quartet background for these compositions by that huge number of jazz artists and musicians who compose music to be performed with a jazz lick in many cases, but this is clearly genre busting. I mentioned that it could be part of the New Music Festival. It could be reviewed in the Classical Review as well as the Jazz Review. It's one of those things where if you have to try and figure out what jazz is these days, you're going to go crazy, and it's not worth it just to accept what there is. Things are blurring. The lines are clearly blurred, and we just have to enjoy that and accept it. Anyhow, from a number of different string quartet arrangements, I'm going to play a suite that was actually composed by Truesdell from this number. It's called the Suite for Clarinet and String Quartet, and it has four different segments. And the main solo artist here is Israeli-born clarinetist Annette Cohen. This is really interesting stuff, and it's an idea of some of the other multi-track compositions that occur in these three CDs, the the total of the 3 hours that make up this release. Anyhow, I've done enough talking here. Just enjoy a different sound. This is a really cool string quartet. I mean, it's a string quartet, but if you listen, these musicians are still improvising and creating, as well as just and not just playing the notes on the page in the more conventional string quartet alignment. Here is Suite 4, clarinet and string quartet in 4 parts.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody who tries to define exactly what jazz is these days is probably going to get a migraine. There's no such thing as a clear definition anymore. The lines between genres are bent totally out of shape, and the result is some terrific listening on all sorts of different levels. That was a suite for clarinet and string quartet from an extraordinarily ambitious 3-CD release by composer, leader, producer Ryan Truesdale. He's done other concept albums before, things reflecting the life of Gil Evans, for example. But this is sort of beyond everything else. He is contracted with 15 different jazz musicians to compose pieces that can be played with jazz folks added or not for string quartet. And the result is some fascinating listening. I've been catching up with this in bits and pieces because there's 3 hours of music. And I do try and put a tremendous amount of time into putting these shows together and listening to stuff before it gets aired. But this one is a challenge. And I confess I have not really truly listened to all of it, but I liked this suite that I came across fairly early in the playlist with Annette Cohen on clarinet. There, well-known jazz clarinetist, along with a string quartet made up of players from the New York area who have been very active in classical jazz, Broadway, folk, the whole thing with string quartets. So, there you go, Ryan Truesdale. It's called Synthesis, the string quartet sessions. And it is quite an extraordinary and perhaps unique release. I'm not sure that you'll ever get to hear all 3 hours here on this show. There's a couple of other tracks that I have discovered that are not as long as that one, for example, that really caught my ear melodically. And you may hear them in the next few weeks. It's a fascinating concept. Ryan Truesdale. Well, 10:51 Central Time, and a pretty nice morning out there. It's a cloud sun. Well, that's been the pattern lately, hasn't it? Not a hugely hot day today here in the Peg, but should be very pleasant. So I hope whatever you have planned for the day, that it's going well. I know a number of my friends and family who work in the education system are now saying, okay, it's Wednesday midday. We got 2.5 days to try and keep these kids from going totally spare. And then we all get some time off. So hang in there, all you educators. I know what it's like going through that in June. And it's a lot of hard work. And if it's done right, it's really hard work. And a lot of you are out there doing it right. So it's hard work. Hang in. You're almost home. Well, back to some music now, and this is another very unusual album in a rather different sound, a rather different way. It's called Archaisms 1 and 2. Actually, there's a simultaneous release of Archaisms 1 and Archaisms 2 on the same day. They both came out on June the 7th, so this is pretty hot off the press too, I suppose. But what it is composers, visionary composer, percussionist, drummers, that I'm quoting now from the liner notes, Adam Rudolph and 2024 Pulitzer Prize winner Tyshawn Sorey. And they have got together for a pair of performances with Archaisms 1 and 2. And that is, okay, you got two drummers on two full albums. And not only that, but they've added three percussionists to some of the tracks as well as electronics and so on and so forth. This is, if you are interested in rhythm and drumming and what you can do these days if you really have some excitingly motivated and, as it says, visionary drummers and composers, you can do a whole bunch. The problem, for me at least, is that on the two full albums, I think there's four tracks. Consider my problem then. I'm not about to play just part of a track. I think the musicians deserve to be heard in the style to which they were working and put it together. So I'm going to play Side A, as it's called, of Side A of Archaisms 1. But it runs 22 minutes, so be warned, you're going to hear a whole mess of rhythm and drums and heaven knows what coming up in the next 22 minutes. But it is a very, very cool album, especially, as I say, if rhythm is of any interest to you and the possibilities in jazz of using current ways and electronics and extra added effects to create a sound and a style that is probably not available, was not available to earlier generations of drummers. Anyhow, I'm going to play 22 minutes here of Archaisms 1 Side A. This is Tyshawn Sorey and Adam Rudolph on the main pair of drummers and the musicians putting this all together. And they add from time to time a couple of other percussionists to flesh out whatever they're doing. So here you go. Side one. Thank you.
Thank you.